Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
I don't know how you're doing with water saving, but I've sallied out a number of times to my water meter, done the arithmetic, and I can report we're doing okay, just on the right side of 50 litres per person per day. I hope you do not detect a note of self-satisfaction there, but of course you can soon deflate that by pointing out that I can always do better. It's hard, but possible. So if you hear or read of another trick or stratagem for keeping back that trickle, please do it. Take it seriously. Day zero has been pushed back to July the 9th. That was the encouraging news announced by Deputy Mayor Ian Neilson just a few days ago. It doesn't mean we should let up on keeping our usage at the absolute minimum. Dam levels have dropped at a lower rate this week when compared to a year ago in an equally rainless week. So, good going on the demand side. This week's lower rate of consumption can be attributed to the Groenland water reaching Steenbras Upper Dam last week and slightly increasing the dam level, as well as to a further reduction in Cape Town's weekly average demand to 523 million litres a day compared to over double that in 2014. The Groenland water transfer and the reduction in our weekly average demand has had a dramatic impact on the day zero date, which is determined by assuming that the fortnightly trend of weekly dam storage change will continue unchanged. No room for complacency, though. 523 million litres is good, but it can be dropped further to as little as 450 million a day, according to some, including DA leader Vusi Maimane. I'm not so sure, though. It's a tough ask. Are we seeing your actual evidence of climate change? This is the question on everybody's lips. Is it climate change or is it just variation? Could be, it's just natural variation, isn't it? My uncle says it's all those left-wing greenies getting their knickers in a knot. But on the other hand, not a conversation that I want to be dragged into, even though I'd leafly like to score a point or two against that uncle. He's quite quiet nowadays, doesn't say much about
it. I wonder why.
How's this, though? The Oregon-Harvard University study of atmospheric temperature trends across North America, North Africa, and Europe show that the recent temperatures are peaking above the very highest in the last 11,000 years. The Milankovitch cycle is called cycle of up and down, ice age, and warming and cooling. They talk of the anthropogenic climate disturbance, the ACD. Anthro, us, pogenic, we cause it. And it may mean that the era of climate stability that has made modern agriculture so successful may be no more. Oh well, hope the Cape wine vintages are not seriously affected. But on a really serious note, though, fossil-free South Africa, partnered by 350 Africa, will be hosting their first Divest Fest in Cape Town tomorrow morning. What's a Divest Fest? The divestment movement is gaining traction worldwide, with cities like New York and Lloyd's of London, the world's oldest insurance market, divesting from fossil fuels. Take part in the festival, learn more about the many aspects of divestment and the move to ethical, safe, low-carbon investment funds. The Divest Fest starts at 9:30 tomorrow morning, 75 Harrington Street, here in the city. Find out more at www.fossilfreesouthafrica.org.za, and we'll post that link on our website, on the Fine Music Radio website.
Indeed.
So, there we are.
Well, thank you very much, as always, John. You are a true Green Crusader legend.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX, above the crowd.